Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Drax and B.
The Re-Up.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, hump something.
102 Jams.
It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, man. Three Live Crew right here on your radio. Good morning, Roxy.
Whoop, whoop.
Drankins, what's happening?
Pull over.
Big Rock.
Yes.
Spartans beat the Aggies so bad last night.
Hey.
After half. No.
Let me talk about it, please.
There was nothing else to cheer about.
Let me talk about it, please. Can I talk about it?
See that?
Can I talk about it?
I always forget. Yes, after I say this. Always forget. I don't know why. Chris is a Spartan. He graduated from UNCG, so he didn't appreciate how hard I was going for the Aggies.
I bet.
But I'm like, it's HBCU love over here. I don't care. Mm. And so he was, of course, keeping me updated.
Yes, sir.
With the debacle.
Yes, sir. At one time, it was 21-5. That's when Irv hit me.
Yeah.
Asking for the phone number.
Oh, before that. It was 10 minutes left. It was 10 minutes into the game.
Uh-huh.
We had two.
10 minutes into the game.
We had two.
Half of the first half.
That's 20 minute period. 2 minutes later, we probably got that next three, which made it five. 2 to 3 minutes later, we got five. And
Trey, you were there.
Yeah.
What happened?
We don't have a true center. We a bunch of guards. And we played very bad.
Like, shots wouldn't fall.
The one shooter I thought we had, that, and who Irv trains. So please call Irv.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because you the one trained our shooter that didn't shoot Jack.
Mm.
And you sent me his the picture talking and all that. So please do. Go ahead, because you trained him.
Mm.
But man, yeah, it was bad. UNCG shots had big shooting threes.
Yeah.
Like,
now, UNCG,
Isaiah Miller,
man,
was quick. Quick as a mug.
UNCG is likes that.
Keyshawn dropped about two or three threes.
Yes.
Long tray balls.
Yes.
We weren't hitting no shots.
They play the big teams they play this year are Georgetown,
mm-hmm,
NC State,
mm-hmm,
and this Friday they play Kansas.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, will they beat Kansas in Kansas? Probably not.
It'll be close if they turn it over 28 times.
Oh, man.
If Kansas turns over 28 times, it'll be close.
Well, I'm not sure UNCG's defense is quite like Duke's defense now. Duke's defense last night was definitely swarming.
I was impressed.
Swarming. I didn't get to see much of the game. I got to see spurts, and I was watching it sort of online or whatnot. But 28 turnovers, like, how do you do that? But the thing about that is 28 turnovers and you only lose by 2 points?
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Duke has 28 turnovers or gets 28 turnovers against anybody else. They beat them like 100-40.
Yes.
So that lets you know the Kansas still got some firepower, but that was a big win. Big win by the Duke Blue Devils last night. Young team still learning themselves.
Yes.
Got Trey right there at the helm. That was a big win, man. Let's see. Last night, I was at the Charlotte Hornets game.
Mm-hmm.
That game was, listen, first of all.
I watched that one.
They were down 15 points at the end of the first quarter.
Playing who?
Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
Like 40-25 or something at the end of the first. And I was sitting there like, gosh, this is going to be a dud.
Mm-hmm.
I left at halftime. Because I had to go and catch up with Ryan and Carla. Because
mm-hmm.
Ryan got to meet Gabby Douglas last night.
Mm-hmm.
Went on the way home looking at the game. Hornets win 122-120 in overtime.
Shut mm-hmm. up.
Devontae Graham, the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yes.
38 career points.
Yes.
Oh, man, 38 points, career high, I mean.
Yeah.
That game was everything.
I watched
the two
OT.
Free throws in OT to win it with 1.7 left. It was a bunch of good basketball last night.
Told y'all Hornets going to the finals, Jack.
Calm down. But I can't say that the Cowboys going to the playoffs. But he can say that the Hornets, of all teams.
We probably got rookie of the year, P.J. Washington.
That dude.
Let's go.
City, oh, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I broke all the nuts. Got some momentum.
It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. 102 Jams is the station. Good morning. Get yourself some breakfast.
I saw Eminem getting drugged on social media, and I was wondering why. Mm-mm. Then I see people tweeting song lyrics from an unreleased song that somehow leaked online. Now, for the last 2 weeks, there have been snippets of old Eminem songs leaking online. I'm not exactly sure who's doing it or why, but in this particular song that was supposed to be on his 2009 album Relapse, he's got a line on it where he raps, "Of course I'd side with Chris Brown. I'd be a B down too." And you know he's referencing the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna and the car situation.
But I wouldn't be shocked if Eminem said that. You know what he used to say about Haley and his mom and all Kim them all the time? And all that. So what?
Yeah. But see, the thing is, that was at a time where saying things like that was, the shock value wasn't as disrespectful as now. It's like that Dave Chappelle joke. Mm. What when he says, "Who is this?" And he says, "I don't care what you did. I don't care when you did it. When we find it, that you're gone. We're gonna snatch your career. Who is that?" That's y'all. That's what I hear when I see, and that's real, man. Like, it's scary right now. Everything that you've said in the past, or everything that you've done, I'm telling you. You know what?
What?
I had somebody the other day liked a tweet of mine, and it scared me. I'm talking about it scared me so bad, y'all. Because what was said on the tweet was, if I tweeted it now, I'd get fired. And I sent the tweet out at like maybe 2012. I don't even know how this person found it.
How were they back that far in your timeline?
I have no clue. Rock. They liked the tweet, and I went, and when I saw it liked, I went, I was like, oh my God, I said that?
What did you say? Oh, you can't.
I'm not.
My bad.
Oof. So I went and deleted it. But you know nothing is deleted.
No. If they liked it, they probably screenshot it or something for whatever weird reason.
But the account that liked it was, I'm talking about just like some random rogue account that just went, I went to their page and they just had like a bunch of retweets from stuff. Like, it wasn't like it was a person's account. The scariest thing, I was like, dang, man. Like, that was a time where you could say things where you weren't held as accountable, where it wasn't as vicious as it would appear now. And that's scary. Because just like those lyrics from Eminem, like at that time,
10 years ago.
Yeah, like at that point, we're like, oh, man, he crazy for saying that. He crazy. Now is, let's look through all of his lyrics. Mm-hmm. What else were you saying?
But if that's the case, they could go through everything.
Bro.
Because I'm sure they will. I watch 90s TV shows all the time. Y'all, just letting it ride.
Yeah.
Like TV was just letting it ride.
Yeah.
I mean, ride.
A lot of words. That's scary. Has Eminem come out and said anything, Rock?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Probably.
He not.
It's Eminem.
He not. Yeah, he not.
Yeah. 15 minutes after 6. Like my bed would get the stuff. Thanksgiving coming up, man. Have y'all ever had a turducken?
No.
That's the turkey with the duck in it?
And the chicken.
And the chicken.
All three. It's like a chicken stuffed in a turkey, stuffed in a duck. Or something.
I don't want that.
Well, Pringles has turkey-flavored, duck-flavored, and chicken-flavored potato chips coming this Thanksgiving. And when you stack them on top of each other, they taste like turducken. Just thought you might want to know. Thanksgiving is a couple weeks away.
Nah, them chips.
I might try them chicken ones, though.
Might try them chicken chips?
I might try them.
You're N-word to the core.
Went straight for the chicken.
Bro, the chicken chips.
Like, I would have been like, let me taste them duck ones. I ain't never had duck.
You are an N-word to the core, sis. Damn.
Do you guys want to know what is the new most popular profession? The thing people ages 13 to 38 aspire to be?
Yeah.
A social media influencer.
Everybody puts that under their thing now.
Really?
Public figure. Check a lot of people's Instagram.
A social media influencer, that's what they want as their career goals now?
Yes. Not doctor, teacher, lawyer, cop, firefighter.
Social media influencer.
Yes.
Not mine.
Nothing new under the sun. Nobody f***ing with sun. Too many ops
in here. Tell me who you with. 102 Jams. It's Wednesday. We're going to do it for the women on this Wednesday, 6:37-ish. Make sure you hear so you can hear what the topic is.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you on this Wednesday. And we like to do it for the women on Wednesdays. On Mondays, we have Mansers. But we didn't do Monday Mansers this Monday because we were recouping from 2 back-to-back weeks of
lit homecoming.
Yeah, just
lit homecoming.
Geo, okay. Right into WSSU's homecoming. And then, woof.
Homecoming season ends. Isn't ended?
But no,
good. No, it's ended. Y'all sent it out. The Rams sent it out, boy. Y'all sent the homecoming season.
Now we did send it out.
Out. So it's out. It's gone.
I mean, we did send it's gone. It out.
All the Central, there's some Central. Huh? I said there's some
Central's is this week.
Oh, so they had.
Yeah, Central's is this week. Like tonight is probably their coronation.
Huh?
And then on Friday and Thursday,
let
probably.
Let me look up their schedule.
Are you going to look up their
schedule?
No,
no, no.
I'm going to look up their schedule.
No, we're supposed to be doing women.
Everybody's out of the homecoming spirit.
Okay.
So just go, yeah.
After we do this.
No. We got to do what we can do.
I'm interested in what the Eagles got going on.
Before 7 o'clock, we're going to let you know how to party with them Central Eagles.
Yeah, I'm interested in what the Eagles got going on.
We were just talking about Jay Gunn in Durham yesterday. Why not talk about Central?
So I'm in the salon. And you know it goes down in the beauty salon. Lots of conversations.
I've never been.
And oh, you've never sat in a salon not one time?
No.
With nobody?
Uh-uh.
With your mom back in the day?
Mm-mm.
No?
The beauty parlor? No.
I haven't.
So, yeah, I'm at the beauty parlor.
The beauty parlor.
And a lady is on, she's on the shade room. She's on the mm-hmm. blog, the shade room. And she comes across a post and she reads it out loud to everybody that's there.
Okay.
The post says, I'm taking my boyfriend and our kids on a family vacation. He feel like I'm wrong for not including his kid. I told him that he or his baby mother can pay for their kid if they want her to go. I feel like that's not my kid, so it's not my responsibility. She was supposed to say, am I wrong?
Well, why you didn't read it right? You knew.
I like how she read it. Read it.
Because that's how she wrote it.
See, yeah. Roxy mad at this girl. Clearly, yeah. I can tell by the way you're reading her errors that you don't like what she said. Clearly, you already put that out there like that.
I don't like what she said.
Why?
And I got in a heated... Boy, the debate got very heated. My initial perspective was, if that was a guy mm-hmm. that had written that and mm-hmm. posted it, women would be on his ass.
Yeah.
And I mean hard.
Yeah.
Because there is no way we would allow somebody in our lives to try to separate our children that way.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
We would not do that.
Yeah.
And if a dude had written that, he would get toe up.
Mm.
He would get toe up in the comments.
And I agree.
I just say, what is her goal? Like, what is your...
That was
what is,
my initial comment.
Rock ain't done, Drake.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You done
go
know?
Ahead, Drake.
I was just like, what is her goal? Is her goal to be with him and this be a long-lasting relationship? Like,
no.
At some point, you got a co-parent, and this doesn't set that off well at all. Like, mm-hmm. that, it starts more of a feeling.
So co-parenting is the other person having to take in that child as well?
That's not necessarily co-parenting, but this would be like a step-parent relationship.
Yeah.
Like, she would be that baby's stepmom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
So if you want to invite that child into your...
But what if you don't, though, Drake? But I'm saying, though, like, I'm out of line. I'm 100% out of line. If hypothetically, Roxy, you and I have a child, but you have a child from another situation.
Yes.
And I want me, you, and our child to go somewhere. I'm out of line for that.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm.
That's our child's sibling. And whether you like it or not, that child comes with me. And if you want to be with me, you got to take that child.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
But I have to take that child. But every memory we make, that child has to be there too. I can't have memories with just my child and my wife.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. But this is like a playing like trip. Like this is not like I don't see why you a vacation. Why you want to rule out the other person's child though? You understand what I'm saying? On a vacation.
I'm not saying necessarily that I would, but I'm just asking. Is that Roxy want to fight me? I am playing devil's advocate.
Because that is it. Because that's your family now.
Yeah.
You shouldn't look mm-hmm. at it when you're dating somebody with a kid and you really want to be serious with this person. There should not be any separation between the children.
Let me ask this: what if there's a huge age barrier? What if your other child is like 14, 15, and our child together is 3 or 4? Does that matter any? Can I just go somewhere with just me, you, and our 4-year-old? Or do I have to bring in your teenage child as well?
I don't.
I'm just asking.
I don't think it matters because like you're beginning this relationship. In the beginning, I think like this is like this not like nah. I don't think it matters. Like this is the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? Like we're starting this, you know, this family, and in the beginning we gonna alienate. You know.
It is, 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. And we're going to get back into this Women's Wednesday because the women is calling up and talking about this. Hill, you hear me?
Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Battle of the Borough was not much of a battle last night. Aggies fell by 30.
You don't have to keep it saying it like that.
Yeah. Well, it was a record crowd. It was a record crowd. It was 8,100 people there.
Oh, now that's lit.
Yeah, 2,900 students.
That's lit.
Like, it was a dope environment, I wish I could have been there to see all the just different shades of blue and gold in the building, man. Yeah, yeah. 13 minutes, y'all, and it will be 7 a.m. Good morning to you.
Sleep divorce is a thing, guys. Married couples are choosing to sleep not only in separate beds, but in separate rooms because they do not like the way their partner sleeps. 12% of married couples are now sleeping in separate beds. Like, you know, when you used to watch like old shows and they go in their little separate beds, yeah, and they'd be like, what are they doing? That is becoming a thing now.
I just thought it's because they were sick of each other.
Not necessarily because they're sick of each other, but because they are sick of the way their partner sleeps. It's either too wild, they sweat too much, they snore, whatever the case may be.
No, you fault me for sweating.
Some people do. Some people do, Dot, and they saying, you know what? We're sick of it. Like, not only is, like, separate beds becoming a thing, but, like, dual masters, like, two masters in a house where one person can have a master and the other person can have their own master. Yeah. Like, that is becoming a thing now.
I'm not totally opposed to that, man.
You're not? I am.
I mean, don't get it twisted. I love sleeping with my wife, no question. But, like, you know, I like sleeping by myself sometimes too, but right. That's why I will sit there on that couch and pass out. I will sleep on that couch and not be in no trouble. I will. I do, man. Gosh. I know you can get faulted for sweating too much, though. That's
right.
Let me tell you who can't sleep on that couch.
Who?
I fall asleep on that couch.
You up?
No. Hour two. DeMar, get up. Oh, on the bed.
My man can't sleep.
Nah. She ain't gonna let me stay there.
I ain't gonna let you stay there.
Nah, I ain't gonna let me stay on that.
So you would not, you wouldn't, if the, she would never go with the dual beds.
Nah, we
two
not
different
doing
beds.
That. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Nah.
But that you might be with it.
I'm not opposed.
Just for them nights.
Just for, hey.
Where you wanna sleep by yourself.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with just wanting to bed to yourself every now and then, Jack.
Rat simming like a pinata. Few blue Balenciagas.
Now, this don't happen often. This don't happen often, but our promotions director's up listening.
Child.
Our promotions director's up listening and then sent me a text message, Big Rock.
Saying what?
Hold on. Let me read it. Let me get... This is for Women's Wednesday. This is for Women's Wednesday right here. Throw this out there. That's how I know. That's how promotions director started.
What, Los?
Throw this out there. What if the child isn't in the same state? Are you required to get them on every trip? And if the other parent is in a relationship, are they now obligated to get your child as well for every trip?
You know, everybody throwing in just...
These are valid questions, though, Frank.
What are the variables?
All right. see, now you're...
Whew. What are the variables
You
tell us the initial situation, and then I will reiterate the variables from our promotions director.
All right. The initial situation is this. A lady writes into to the shade room, and she says, I'm taking my boyfriend and our kids on a family vacation. He feel like I'm wrong for not including his kid. I told him that he or his baby mother can pay for their kid if they want her to go. I feel like that's not my kid, so that's not my responsibility. Am I wrong?
And even more, she just said she doesn't mind the kid going, right? She just said if she is going to go, then that's going to be the other mom's responsibility to make sure that she got the money and all that stuff for that. Is that not fair?
No.
I don't see anything wrong with that. She's not even saying she doesn't want her to go.
But her daddy going. Why she going? Why the other mama got her daddy going?
Cause she stay with the other mama.
But her daddy
the kids stay
going.
With the other mama.
We don't know that.
We don't know that the kids stay with the other mama?
No, we don't know that.
I thought we could pretty much assume that, no?
Could we assume it?
I would like to assume the fact that she... Now, the kid not staying in the house with them.
I don't know that. The way she was talking... With all that, the divisiveness.
What are the promotions?
His kid. My kids. Mm. Our kids.
So you can't rest
like that. You know what? No. You know what she need?
What she need?
Somebody with no kids. That's what she need. Because she don't want to be accepting of somebody that got children.
She never said she didn't want to be accepting.
You can tell by the way she worded it, Dad.
But she just said that if she...
His kid. He think I'm wrong because I don't want to include his kids. Like, why are you not welcoming that baby in your life? Why?
I wish we could.
If they were to get married, yeah. She would be that baby's stepmama.
This is true.
And there would be no need for her to reference that baby like that. His kid.
Yeah.
That's not right.
People do that though, Rob.
That's not right, but it's not right.
Well, I was about to tell too much of my business on this radio. Let me get up out of here.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and V-Live, Three Live Crew.
Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
The re-up.
Hey, Duke won last night. Tar Heels, you know what you need to do tonight.
102, Jams.
Turn my headphone down a little bit.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, man. Good morning to you.
Drankins and I are just sitting here watching a video of Gucci Mane going off on a tow company for towing his $600,000 car. Gucci, he's booked to host a party in Miami. He's at Mr. Jones in Miami. And Gucci says, I parked where security told me to park. They told me to park right at the back of the club, so that's where Gucci parks. After he finishes his gig, he comes out and his car is gone. What's done happened? They've towed his car. So Gucci is standing there arguing like, dude, I parked exactly where they told me to park. Why did y'all tow my car? I parked where they told me to park. And the guys that he's standing there arguing with, they don't give not one dang. They don't care. I mean, you could tell. I mean, the I don't care is all in their face.
Really?
So finally, Gucci's like, fine, man. How much I owe y'all, man? Just give me my car. Pulls out a stack of money from his pocket. He gets to the window to get his car. Sir, we need your ID. And that's when it Gucci really goes off because his ID is in his car.
God.
And so Gucci just has like this ordeal trying to get his car. And the thing is, he says that the tow company damaged his car. So he gets on his Instagram and he puts up a video of him at the tow lot trying to get his vehicle. And the caption was, hey, at Mr. Jones, Miami, y'all booked me last night and y'all security advised me to park in the back of the club. Came out the club and my 812 super fast Ferrari was towed and damaged and y'all called the police on me. Who gonna compensate and fix my damn car? With a whole bunch of question marks.
I have been in both of those situations. One, I have left the club and my car had been towed.
Yeah.
Worst feeling ever. Like, I'm talking about the panic. 9 times out of 10, you'd have been drinking. So you're just sitting there like, oh my gosh.
You're not rational.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've also had my vehicle towed in Miami and they did damage to my car.
Shut up.
Yes, messed up the whole front, drug my car to the lot, and the whole front fender was just dragging on the ground.
No.
And it was one of those times, it was before I was always educated on when you get a rental, always get the insurance.
Yes.
I didn't have the insurance. They had it on my insurance. Oh, man, I was so mad. I can't rent cars from Enterprise to this day.
Shut up.
To this day.
Wow.
To this day.
Why?
And this happened in like 2004.
You never got it fixed?
Nah, I just jumped the fence.
You just jumped the fence.
That's why he can't rent. Rock, he jumped the fence. If he hadn't jumped the fence, he'd be over there renting.
I jumped the fence on him. That's why I'm just stuck to thrifting budget. Hey. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning.
I just had to call and tell you I'm in the same situation with you with Enterprise.
Hey. Jumped the fence on him.
What happened to you?
She jumped the fence.
So it was an accident and a man ran into the back of me and I ran into the front of the man. So when they towed the car, they took the front bumper off and the back bumper off. Oh, I didn't get the insurance.
Damn.
Jumped the fence on Enterprise.
To this day, that was in 2004.
Me too. 04. Jumped the fence. It was a bad year for Enterprise in 04. Hey. They owe some money in 04. Because I'm telling you, I wasn't paying no $2,200 nothing.
Yeah, mine was like 37. I said, no, man.
No! Not gonna happen. Where that fence? Jumping the fence.
Good day.
You too, buddy.
Still running.
Still, bro.
You know I ain't come to play that TV off. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm...
Roxy, I got questions on this story you're about to do right here now. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, three live crew right here on your radio, man.
Y'all really make me sick. Now, you know LeBron James, he has his I Promise school in Akron, Ohio, where he's from.
Yeah.
It was a huge deal when he revealed the school. Now he's just stepping it up. Mm. Y'all, the man is building housing for students at his school. Like transitional housing.
Families,
like
right?
If, yes.
Yeah, for the families.
For the families, mm. Yes. Like if the family is going through something and they're going through, you know, like a little rough patch where they're not able to pay their bills or they get evicted or something like that, they will be able to go and live in these houses until they get back on their feet. I mean, the man just keeps doing it.
How can you not like this dude,
how
man?
How can you not?
Like, how can you not like him, man?
I'm so sick of it.
Same group of...
Ah.
What is that, sir?
I don't know what happened.
What is...
20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and single people don't want to be referred to as single anymore.
That's
they
what you are.
They have a new word for themselves.
What is it?
I'll give it to you after this. Wife and Lucha.
Yeah, did it on my own, take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah, I saw... Yeah.
Emma Watson, she's an actress. She played in Beauty and the Beast. You may know her from there, but she's almost 30, and she says she's finally come to terms with being single.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you know, like, if you haven't built a home, if you don't have a husband, you don't have a baby, and you're turning 30, and you're not in some incredibly secure, stable place in your career, you're still figuring things out, there's just this incredible amount of anxiety, but not anymore for me. I'm no longer single. I call it self-partnered.
Mm. You don't take your single ass in the living room?
Drink!
And sit down and grab that blanket?
Self-partnered.
Yeah, I know.
Big shout out to all my folks that's out there self-partnered.
Self-served.
All my self-partnered listeners out there.
Self-looked at. It's all selfie.
You ain't got to say single no more, baby.
Selfie
you self-partnered.
Queen. Selfie queen.
It's 102.
You was wrong. I don't want to be right. Baby,
102 Jams, three live crew rocking with you. We just in here talking about the games last night. The kid Maxie from Kentucky, dog. I'm about to follow him on Instagram. I really like that Cassius Stanley kid from Duke, man. He got
like
a lot
Cash.
Of attitude.
I like Cash.
I was disappointed in Vernon Carey last night, though.
I was, too, because he was the most hyped in this class.
Yeah.
Or in this...
Yeah.
He was the most hyped.
Class. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he didn't impress me at all.
Only thing I saw him
too.
Do that I didn't know was in his bag was when he hit that three from the
three.
Top of the key.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting. I was like, oh, he can stretch it. But I didn't see anything else other than that.
Nothing.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial.
7:36, y'all. 24 minutes. And yes, it'll be 8 a.m. This morning is flying by. I think it's because it's trying to get to this Tar Heel game tonight.
Not. Chick wrote into the shade room and said, I'm taking my boyfriend and our kids on a family vacation. He feel like I'm wrong for not including his kid. I told him that he or his baby mama can pay for their kid if they want her to go. I feel like that's not my kid, so it's not my responsibility. Am I wrong?
I don't think so. Roxy says I'm going to get punched in the face if I say that again.
Yeah.
And Drankers just won't say nothing to me because I think he disagrees as well. What say you?
I feel like at the end of the day, man, you know, she got to accept it. Because, I mean, when you're dealing with somebody, they got kids that come as a package, correct?
Yes. But that's the thing, though. Like, she never said she wasn't accepting of the child.
Oh,
she
you
said
can hear
if
all
the
it.
Child wants to go on the trip, her mama needs to pay for it.
Now, you hear it all in her wording.
You heard it?
It's all in the wording, man.
I feel like if you're going on the trip, though, like, and you're dealing with the child's father, I feel like, that's something both of y'all should pay for. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want to holler. I just want to comment on it. And, hey, I listen to y'all every morning, man. Shout out to y'all, man. I love y'all.
I appreciate
that's what's
that
up, man.
Info.
Thank you.
Yep. Good morning.
It sounds like the daddy really not chipping in on nothing.
Oh no. Hey, well, she said, but hey, he shouldn't have to. Hey. Hold on, wait 1 second, bro. She says, I'm taking my man and our kids on a family vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is clearly, to me, sound like something she planned.
Yes.
Right, for them. And if the other child wants to go, then the
that's where the problem lies. Yes. That's where my issue is with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc is 100% correct. Cause she, the girlfriend was like, "We going, but you just gotta help kick in for your child." And my girlfriend came to me like that. I'm like, "It ain't nothing. Let's go. Make the reservation. Book it."
I would hope you would not deal with a woman that would disassociate herself from your kid like that.
Oh, she does. Oh, I never would.
But then what is you like, saying?
Like when me and my family go on family vacation, I tell my girlfriend, bring both of your kids. I tell my other baby's mom, son, you can come along too. It ain't nothing. But it just sounded like the girlfriend was like, it sounded like the boyfriend ain't been kicking in already. So she like, "Hey, we going on vacation. Can you help me out here?"
Yeah, like I got
That's my point.
If you want your other child to go,
yes,
then you need to kick out some bread for that, or the other child's mother.
About to get shanked.
Yes. I'm not saying I agree with
that.
I'm just saying,
shanked.
Roxy, feel me though. I'm not saying
I can't feel you.
I'm saying that's what I think. I don't think it was a situation where she does not like this child.
She don't like that child.
I don't feel like that.
She don't like that child.
I don't feel like that.
She don't like that child.
Because I feel like she's helping the boyfriend out because she said, "I done booked the whole trip." You know what I'm saying? Would it have been better if she says, "I planned a vacation, your daughter's coming, now give me half"? Would that have made it better?
Probably.
Yeah.
In Roxy's eyes, probably.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
But you know Roxy's a Duke fan, so it don't even matter.
What's that got to do with anything? Whoa.
102 Jams, 14 minutes, and yeah, it'll be 8 a.m., and of course, the women are talking about this conversation on Women's Wednesday. What say you?
So I think that can go either way. Did she say whether or not she had enough money to pay for the other child, or is it that she just doesn't want him to deal with the other mother?
What I read was all I had. Like, there's really no backstory about whether or not she could afford it, or there's no backstory other than what I gave.
I can kind of understand where B-Dot was coming from. Don't you be watching. But I can kind of understand where B-Dot was coming from, because I have a blended family like that, where I have an older son and he has an older son, and then we have two younger kids together. And some stuff, we do a lot of stuff with our two younger kids together and don't include the older two sometimes. So I can kind of understand where B-Dot is coming from just a little.
Now, like, is that frowned upon, Rock, from your perspective?
I just think so, because I think that, like, why alienate the other two?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they be a part of everything that y'all do? Like,
well,
they steal
like
y'all they steal
them.
Y'all kids.
Right. And it's not that we don't want them a part of it. It's just that, well, for us on the weekend, our older two go with their other parents. So that's the only time that we have our younger two and do things with them. I mean, we do things with all of them. But
that I understand.
Go away.
Okay, yeah. Now that I understand, like they are with their other parents, so I get that. It's not like intentional. Oh, I'm just not paying for them or wanting them to go. Like hers, I feel like was kind of like malicious in a way for some reason.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe she has a trust issue there with between them somewhere.
You say maybe she got who?
Maybe she has like a trust issue with them, or with him dealing with her. That's just from my experience.
7 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. Good morning to you, baby.
What's up, B-Dot?
What's up with you, Irv?
What's up, Rock? How you doing?
Irv!
Yo, my man, Drake. What's up?
No, we're not men, though. We're not men.
What's up, Irv?
But listen, man.
Oh,
listen,
Irv.
Listen. I told you yesterday.
That what, Irv?
That it was going to be at least 20. Now, I didn't think 30. I definitely thought 20.
Irv is talking about the Battle of the Borough yesterday. Irv was heckling Drankins, telling him that A&T was going to lose by 20 points and UNCG won by 30 plus.
Yeah, I don't think the Aggies need to play at the Coliseum no more.
Mm. No, that's their venue when they have big games.
I know. Take them off the schedule. I don't need to play them.
No. Okay, Irv. Okay, let me get on you, Irv. You sent me. You put up a picture yesterday. First of all, you going for UNCG. But you train in Aggie, and you put up his picture and say he gonna do work. He don't play no defense. Mm. He didn't shoot worth a done, and he turned the ball over like a mug. Mm. And you train him.
Okay, cool. Okay,
but yet still, you going for UNCG. You a sorry trainer. You a sorry trainer.
Now,
the guy, you up here going against your got the guy you train and going for UNCG, and he stunk it up. Did you pay him?
Nope. I did not, but that's what I will say. He was 2 for 7. He had 2 threes. But don't stop on him. My other guy had 17. My other guy had the first 7 out of 10.
Mm. What guy?
Todd Lyons and Ron Jackson.
Who they play for?
Play for A&T.
Oh, they do? Oh, we do. I didn't see no bright spots. Somebody had to hit some point.
Y'all lost my third.
Somebody had to hit something. Okay, so your man hit 7 shots. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing right there. But I would like to bring it to the – hold on. I just want to do something real quick.
Okay.
Like, seriously. All honest to God's truth.
Okay.
I just want to pray for you, brother.
You want to pray for Drake?
Man, I don't want none of your damn prayers. Get me out of this old damn devil. Creepy ass.
Dang.
Hey, he wanted to pray for you, bro.
I don't want his prayers. I don't want none of his prayers.
Dang.
Nope, not his.
What college did Irv go to?
Who knows?
Yeah.
What college did Irv go to? See, again, Drake hung up on him too fast.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him because I thought he went to UNCG.
The way he was repping. He might not have went to college.
Oh, but all three of his players he trained play for the squad that got drugged by 30-something.
Mm. So what you trying to say, Drake?
Oh, Irv, you're a great trainer. Oh, yes.
Don't do that.
Throwing out names. Maybe he had 9 points. Other than had 8.
That's 17?
Yeah, one dude had not. No, Ron Jackson did have 17.
Yeah.
Bro, we got drugged by 30.
Well, the people that Irv trained did good, though.
No, just one. And he was going against all three of them, though.
Hey, it's still homecoming season out there, Drake.
Where?
In the 919.
What you mean? What you mean? Like somebody having a church? No, our churches have homecoming.
No.
You remember your church have homecomings? No. They have homecomings at church. You speak homecomings. You know, they be a big thing at Sundays.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
No, we're talking about
homecoming's over.
No, we're talking about college.
Homecoming over.
G-Ho kicked it off.
Yes.
Then WSSU got the baton. Still.
So Howard was first. Remember Howard? And then we came. And then y'all did.
And now it's time for them.
Everybody had that St. Augustine last week, and everybody was doing all this.
And now it's time for the Central.
Last week with the last week.
Eagles.
Now they HBCU too. Now HBCU love. What's up?
Fact.
Now we always shouting that.
That's what we
do. Now you want to not be a part
of it. Yesterday you was mad at me for rooting for UNCG. Now you sitting here hating on daggone another HBCU right up the street.
That's my HBCU rivalry. So that's how we go.
That's how y'all go.
They don't like us. We don't like them. That's how that goes. I don't flip flop.
Well,
they
homecoming seems lit.
Huh?
All right. Now they homecoming seem lit.
Does it?
Now I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because first of all, they got my girl coming for their concert, Megan Stallion. Okay,
yeah.
Megan Stallion, Lil Durk, Tink. That's their concert. That's going down tomorrow night.
Let's see if we can get some passes.
Okay, that's going down. Yeah, we need to work that out.
You showing up late.
Does anybody work at North Carolina Central? Matter of fact, I'm going to hit my boy Coach Moten up, see if he can sneak us in.
Yeah, see if he can do something for us. They had their gospel concert on Sunday. That's already passed.
Who was there?
John P. Key was there.
I love John P. Key. My mama used to sing with John P. Key.
Yes.
Dang.
They still have their street festival. That's on Friday from 2 to 5.
I'm going to miss it.
Then they've got their step show on Friday night.
Okay.
On Saturday, of course, they've got their parade. They've got the game.
Yeah.
And then they've got something that they're calling, the Alumni Association. They're having having a homecoming dance. That's at 7. They've also got like a break late night edition. That's kicking off at 10:40 on Saturday night. I mean, they've just got a lot going on, those Eagles.
What's that homecoming dance about? That's like in high school when you used to do the homecoming dance.
That's
is that what they're trying to do, the alumni?
Like.
I like that idea right there,
That's what it sounds
like. I like that.
Then they've got a post-game student alumni social. That's after the football game Saturday. Mm. And that's at their Library Bowl.
See, that's probably like our return to the yard.
Yes, I'm assuming so. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming so. They've also got their alumni scholarship concert. That's with Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
Okay.
So, I mean, they've got a lot going on.
Hey, big shout out to them Eagles over there. Y'all doing it big. It's homecoming time. H-O-M-E-C-O-M-I-N-G is homecoming Eagles.
What's up, Eagles?
It's homecoming Eagles.
H-O-M-E-C-O-M-I-N-G
is
homecoming Eagles.
It's homecoming, y'all.
Huh?
Y'all know why they doing all that. It's cool, though.
What we got listening? We got a listening audience in the 919.
It's cool though. Y'all know what they doing? All hype for Central over here, poking at me like that.
Ain't nobody poking. It's HBCU love. That's cool.
They've been messing with me the past weeks, and so last week.
Have we?
Yeah, y'all wish me to lose against South Carolina State. Y'all wanted us to lose against South Carolina State.
Why?
Then y'all for this reason.
You did something to us first.
Yes. All I said was Aggie Pride, and y'all was like, "Oh, see, now I want y'all to lose."
Yeah, during our homecoming, that was no reason for that.
Say Aggie Pride, we playing a strong game too. We had to win.
We were talking about homecoming, our homecoming, and you want to throw in Aggie Pride?
We talking about everybody needing to win. Y'all needed to win to go to the CIAA. Y'all lost, and Fayetteville State gonna win. And then,
I ain't like y'all lost last night to UNCG.
Oh, that don't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Nah, none of that.
Y'all was big talking. It's the battle of the bird.
Don't nobody be
blue and gold.
Don't nobody look out for
when
the
when I done got y'all ass embarrassed.
Y'all don't know where we going. We'll see y'all in December. Celebration Bowl bound. Hey, figure, that's my type.
102 Jams, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Tiffany, and I'm repping UNCG. And we just want to let y'all know we had to go ahead and put A&T back in the dog house last night.
Look at the Spartans calling up.
So, I'm going to just say like this. Don't be saying that there's school down the street. We still a part of Greensboro. We just, you know.
They don't like them.
I'm going to put that call up for your CG, but I will. And that's G-G-G-G.
Okay.
Oh, is that y'all little thing?
Do y'all chant again?
Is that y'all thing?
That's not their thing.
I didn't think it was at all.
Yeah. They should make that a thing.
I like that. That was all right.
Hey, hit that weak chant again.
That
U-N-C-G-G. U-N-C-G-G.
But you want somebody to acknowledge y'all in Greensboro. Y'all is tired of people coming for Anthony. Y'all want to be acknowledged in Greensboro. Like, we in Greensboro. We blue and gold.
UNCGGGGGG. God, boy, they can hear the hate in your voice this morning.
Sure
man.
Can.
They
hear it. They feel it.
Hey, come over here. Let me speak to you, baby. Talk to
Roxy in here being disrespectful. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, I just knocked out my 3 push-ups because me and Garrison Brooks, have a bet this season for all Tar Heel fans. Garrison Brooks and I have a bet, and you all can help us and be held accountable.
Is that a manager?
For this. Whew. The bet is for every – because I told Garrison at ACC Media Day, I said, you are the tallest landing up in this boy I've ever seen in my life. So let's make a bet.
Oh, he plays?
For every layup you make, you have to do a push-up.
He come off the bench or something?
He starts. And for every dunk, I will do a push-up. So against WSSU, he had 3 dunks and 3 layups. He did his 3 push-ups for his 3 layups. Three layups, and I just did my 3 push-ups for his 3 dunks. That is the bet we have the entire season. Hopefully, that will put the battery in his back to be a lot more physical in the paint and dunk on everybody.
Who is this you said again?
You'll see him. You'll see him in 2020.
Oh, will I?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Is he a freshman?
He's going to be the one that's banging all on Vernon Carey next year. You'll see it.
Did he just come in?
He's a junior right here.
Mama told me, not the same word.
102 Jams. This Women's Wednesday conversation, I'm talking about, it's everywhere. It's growing like wildfire. It's all in my DMs on IG. People sending me texts and tweets about it. We'll let you jump back into the conversation at 8:36 for the women. Roxy, now you ain't trying to get all.
I'm exhausted.
Are you exhausted?
I'm exhausted. I'm too emotionally invested.
Yeah, you are. You and your sister over there just going back and forth like y'all, like you ain't even at work.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you on this Wednesday morning. What's happening?
Sorry, I was eating.
Yeah, we all a little eatery.
That
right
put
now.
Me on the spot.
My bad. I didn't have a call ready.
Just
I'm
so
sorry.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
Can I finish? Let me swallow my food, all please. Right.
Bro. We
Stop
got a YouTube channel.
Stop.
We got a 102 Jams YouTube channel.
Never
I don't know if you've been
mind.
On. And if you ever miss the show, this is true. If you ever miss the show, you can listen to the 3 Live Crew podcast. It is on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and type in 3 Live Crew or 3 Live Crew podcast, and you can't miss it. And we repost the link every day.
YK Osiris done got arrested, child. Arrested Damn. And charged with felony aggravated assault by strangulation for choking his girlfriend and biting her face. Now, according to the girlfriend, it all started when she saw a picture in YK's phone of a girl in nothing but a towel.
Uh-oh.
So you know how that went down?
Yeah, she jumped on him.
A confrontation. A confrontation started when she saw that picture. She said she was just asking him, like, what is up with this?
Yeah, she was just asking him.
You know, she was
asking. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
What is up with this?
You are something else, Rock.
What?
Your delivery. Your delivery is something else.
What is up with my delivery?
Because she was just asking. She was just asking. What's up with this? Now, when you describe what YK Osiris did, you was intense, choking and literally his girlfriend.
She said she was asking.
The plight, boy.
You know what came to my head.
What's up with this?
Yeah.
And as a result of her asking him questions, you know, things are said a little back and forth amongst the couple, and it just gets out of hand.
Yeah.
Ends in YK putting the pose on her. And as a result of that, he was arrested. Now, when the news initially came out, A lot of sites were just saying reportedly. It wasn't confirmed that he'd been arrested, but we do have the mugshots now, so we know that he was.
Dang.
You know, Ocho Cinco and Evelyn came right to my mind.
Why?
You know she found that receipt of condoms. A receipt with
condoms. Yeah, well, Evelyn is a freaking monster. And we have hundreds of hours of footage of how she
but I wasn't talking about that.
And handles confrontations.
So how my boy lose his career. And meanwhile, everybody excited to see Evelyn on Basketball Wives every time she pop up on that thing.
I'm not. That's why I stopped watching, because I can't stand her.
Yeah, I can't sit her. That's the opposite of stand her.
So she calmly asked my man, what's this bitch?
Yeah.
And why? I mean, it probably wasn't calmly. It probably wasn't calmly.
Hell no, it wasn't calmly.
So?
That's still no excuse. Never said
Thank
it was.
You.
Yeah. Gotta learn how to duck, though. Yep.
It's two times. Yo. I don't know what.
That was two times right there. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell him. 8:42, man. 18 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Got that good oil change. Ready to head up to Chapel Hill, baby. Big game tonight. ACC game, Notre Dame. Let's get her done. Big shout out to Wake Forest Demon Deacons. They up there playing Boston College tonight, 6 o'clock. Right
We're
now.
Here. Huh? We are here.
We're
baby.
Here. I
All
like
the
this
sports
kicking
are going
off
on right now, too.
Everything.
It's too much. I think it's too much sports. Somebody needs to delay their start time, so it's just not all of this going on right now at one time.
Who says that?
I don't like mixing.
I
don't mix. When football season in, I ain't fooling with basketball. I see basketball when the year turn over.
I gotta watch.
Basketball can start later.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too invested in NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Not until after football season.
Mm-hmm.
But college basketball, like, I'm very excited about college
basketball.
Yeah,
college basketball, you can't move. Because March Madness, you can't mess with March Madness.
And I just like the way, with the exception of you all, of course, but y'all's might have been even bigger. But all the ACC teams, their first game is an ACC game.
Mm.
Like we're starting conference action.
Conference play, baby.
The first game of the season. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. I'm super, super excited.
Because we normally don't get to conference play till what, January?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why are they so early this year?
Just something new that they're doing. Just something new that they're doing.
I need to look at the schedule.
Yeah, you might want to check that out.
See what's going on.
Conversation's been going for 3 hours now. Well, six, seven, eight, 2.5 hours, I guess you could say.
And I'm exhausted.
Yeah, Roxy's over. But we're going to let you get your points in. She said she has a perspective we may not have seen yet.
And this is all stemming from a post I saw in Shade Room. Mm-hmm. A lady said, I'm taking my boyfriend and our kids on a family vacation. Mm-hmm. He feel like I'm wrong for not including his kid. I told him that he or his baby mother can pay for their kid if they want her to go. I feel like that's not my kid, so it's not my responsibility.
What say you?
I want to know if I can weigh in on the vacation conversation.
Well, how much you weigh?
Whatever.
Whatever.
You asked
what I want to put in.
Go ahead, babe.
But to me, I'm with Roxy. It's like she's being mean-spirited and petty. If she didn't want to include the child, why even discuss the vacation? You know, why even mention it to the child? And do the child stay with them?
We don't know.
We don't know.
See, that's a whole nother thing, because the child stay with them, they dead wrong. But if it's with the parent, if with the other parent, I'm not including them, but don't mention it to the child.
I'm just going to assume that that baby don't stay with them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that. Just to help me get through it.
Yeah, yeah,
because if that baby stay with them.
Nah, it's no way.
If that baby stay with them.
Yeah, no
she
way.
Need to be fought.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And definitely
and
left.
And you know what? I ain't going to even fault her. I'm going to fault the baby daddy. Because you let her being real comfortable telling
separating.
You what you can do and what you can't do with your child.
Mm.
So,
that's valid.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I've been saying this whole time. I hope he left her.
Yeah. Not even left for like.
Left.
Well, she's been with her because obviously she's been doing that from day one. Because she's real comfortable.
That's what I was about to say. Like the way she's talking, like this ain't her first time saying that.
It ain't.
Nah. And he just stuck
she
around.
She always say it like that, yeah. Don't she?
When they get to arguing, yeah. Them your kid, that's your kid, that's that.
He need to be
he
fought.
Ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
Right.
He need to be fought.
So now who's more at fault?
I'm putting the fault on the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. He looked beyond him. I was looking dead at him when you read mm-hmm. the letter.
Ooh, I'm putting the fault on the wrong one.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
And you're not even coupling the fact that how does he feel about the baby mama? Because he may sit there and let her talk like that. If he don't like the baby mama that much.
That's valid, too.
Yeah. So how much is he doing for this child that he letting her disrespect him like this?
Y'all bringing up some valid points.
She is bringing up some valid points.
That I hadn't even considered.
Had not. Hey, I appreciate your call, Mama.
All right.
Yeah.
Because for real, if he had been laying down that kind of law from day one,
then she don't even
she
feel
wouldn't
comfortable
even open
saying
her mouth to say nothing like that.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here. Stunt.
Swag on head to feet. Hey, tell him, Bird, man. Stunt. 8 minutes, man. It'll be 9 a.m. DJ Lil Vegas will be in here. You know it.
Child, Omarion cannot catch a break.
What?
First, Lil Fizz sleeping with his baby mama April.
He ain't even thinking about
sleeping
that.
Sleeping with her, but they got a little relationship going on.
He ain't thinking about that, though.
But Drake, now it's rumored that another one of his bandmates slept with his mama.
Razz B.
No.
Come on, Razz.
His mama?
Jay Boog.
What's up?
They saying Jay Boog busts his mama down, y'all.
What's up?
Supposedly, this all goes down on the reunion episode for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Bust down Mamiana?
Yes. For real. They say during the taping, Monice and Lil Fizz get into it. And Monice tries to like physically attack Lil Fizz. And somewhere within all the melee, it's revealed, look, Jay Boog slept with Omarion's mama.
So who would just throw that out there just out of the, like, just...
From nowhere,
forget
bro.
Forget you, Fizz. And then, Boog, you sitting over there acting like you ain't a... You did it to him. I'm like, who did that?
Yeah, because what they're saying is, and we don't know because we haven't seen it yet, Jay Boog tried to step in and, like, separate Monice and Fizz.
Dang, I saw him.
Or somehow tried to insert himself in their little argument.
Now I'm seeing it.
And as a result of that, it was revealed, no way, hold up.
Air it out.
And I could see Monice doing it.
Really?
I'm willing to bet a dollar Monice was the one that did it.
She messy like that.
Oh, she messy like that.
How does she know? Well, I guess.
I don't know. Damn. I don't know, but that is the rumor. The man can't catch a break. Everybody around him is getting bust down by his bandmates.
Bust down, Frenzianas.
What is that?
Remember when Delonte got off on LeBron?
I just thought about that.
I thought about that too. Delonte hit LeBron.
Was that true?
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, it was.
That was true.
Hey, he got cut, didn't he? that next season that boy was gone. He ain't played in the NBA since, have he?
I mean, I think with the Boston after that, but now he's just homeless on the street.
That wasn't the dude that got pulled over with the book bag. He had the gun wrapped on his back, had a gun on his leg. Was that Delonte West?
That wasn't Delonte, but Delonte is homeless right now.
Hmm. For real?
Doing bad. I'm not laughing.
No,
I'm not laughing
because he's doing bad.
There you are.
I'm laughing because the way Drake said he was doing bad.
I'm just giving you the facts.
I'm giving you facts. I can find a video
out
right
there
now.
Like Ted the Voice. Remember the Voice?
Right. Yes. Ted the Voice.
Remember the Voice?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Just saying stuff.
Okay.
Saying radio drops for McFlurries. Remember that? You remember that rock? I give Ross chills. Send it for the. 102 Jams, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, man. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And I've got a lady in my DMs who has been in my DMs before needing assistance from the 3 Live Crew, and she's back again.
The one with the roaches?
No. You remember roaches? This is a little different. This happened last August. Last November. I apologize. I have a question. I've been on a couple of dates with someone. I finally let them come to my house for movie night. He took a boo-boo his first time at my house, and I low-key got turned off.
Am I being
dramatic? Do y'all remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
So she hits me back. She says, this is a different dude from Boo-Boo Buddy.
Dang.
This is not Boo-Boo Buddy. Boo-Boo Buddy is gone.
So she got him out of there.
She said she was turned off.
I hope. We'll get on the scene. That could have been the best man you ever had. That man just had a rough
and
day.
Stunk up. It's a bathroom on a one-level house. He doo-dooed and stunk up the whole house on the first time.
My man was going through it.
He didn't courtesy flush?
Didn't courtesy or nothing?
Now, Drake.
Look, man, he messed up. He made a mistake. All right. Okay. Back on the scene with a new problem, with a new dude.
Here's what's funny
to me. Come on with it.
That was last November. Uh-huh. Here we are in November with a different situation. Hey, I had another situation that I wanted to share with you. Again, anonymous. But I've been talking to this man for less than a month, and he's a single dad. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a good dude until he asked to borrow $80. I'm a single mother of two, so I get it, but it turned me off. Am I tripping or am I in the right for being turned off? I know people have hard times, and if we were together longer, then maybe, but I just don't think he should have asked me so soon.
1 month in?
1 month in, my boy asked for the 80.
Mm-mm.
I personally told
people have gotten married in a couple of months, guys.
Yeah.
80's thinking, but you know what, baby? Get on the scene.
Drake!
Come on out there.
No, Drake,
1 November in, 1 November out.
You are not going to do
that. Get on back on the scene. Don, I can't do that.
I'm talking to you for 1 month.
Everything
and
turning it off.
No.
I think
that's
valid.
I don't like that either.
$80. People give.
I don't like
people
either.
Give it up in a month.
Yeah.
So what that worth? 80? What that worth for you? 80?
I am going to ask you how they have
what
sex.
What that worth? 80? Ask that.
No, it ain't.
Okay. But the 80 is just a turn off. Huh?
Dang, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know what?
No, I don't like that either.
You're on the scene then.
I don't think they have. I don't think they have.
Look out.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
I want to tell out there.
What'd she say?
I said, if y'all had sex, he claims he has herpes. With the head smack emoji. I can't make this up. Baby, let me just say, to hell with the money he asking for. The herpes should have been enough to have you up out there.
I was about to say.
Okay. Her scene's so
80,
bad. Look at the scene.
Okay, wait a minute.
Nah.
Let me just make it make
the
sense.
The 80 turned it off.
Two Jams, and I got more updates with my girl who, within a month, asked her for $80, and he has herpes, and she's not sure if she's going to sleep with him to find out, but she's wondering if the $80 was enough to make her leave.
Yeah.
I got more details on that.
Oh, you have more details.
Yeah, we've been talking.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening.
It is free for all. Final hour. Had a lady to hit me up in my DMs during the mix, so I shared it with you all. I'm just going to give you an update on it. She hit us a year ago because she was dating a guy, and on his first time at her crib, my man went and did a number two, stunk up the whole house. No courtesy flush or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
One level crib, bathroom right there in the hall. My man tore it down. So she hit us up and said that turned her off. Was she out of line? That was a nice little conversation a year ago. She comes back now saying she's dating a guy, and they're a month in, and the dude asked her for $80. and it turned her off. She wanted to know if she was tripping for a dude. Is that too early for a dude to ask for $80? So Drankins was like, shoot, if you have sex with him in a month, why is asking for $80 too much within a month? So it made us go back and ask her, have y'all had sex? And she was like, nah, we haven't had sex because he claims he has herpes. And he claims that she's the only one that knows. But she said she don't believe him, but she's not going to sleep with him to find out.
Why doesn't she believe him?
She said, it's a lot.
Why would somebody lie and say they have herpes if they don't?
Yeah, why would he lie about herpes? Why would he lie about herpes? Smart Text made it heroes.
Oh, my gosh.
Herpes. So I said, well, WTF, are you even still with dude? He's asking for money. You're not going to have sex with him because he got herpes. Why are you with dude? She said, truth be told, I was looking for an exit, but when he asked for the money, I guess that made me wonder if it was cool for a man to ask a woman for $80 in less than a month. And when he told me he had herpes, I didn't want to make him feel bad because things were going great until then. I said, people have hard times, but $80 in a month, I think that's a little too early for me. And then I put, why would he lie about herpes? And now she's typing right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what happened. He'll show you. He'll send you somebody. He will send you somebody and then test you in the middle of it. But then, look at you. You run off and gone. Now he go a year later. Situation ain't worse than what it was a year before. All you had to do was a little bit of stank. That dude smell would have been gone in a few hours. That y'all could have went back to y'all conversation. That dude smell would have been gone. You and that man would have the realest thing right now because on that first day, guess what? He kept it real with you, baby. I had to doo-doo. Yeah. That was a man that was going to be honest with you for life. Any man that'll come to your house on the first night and doo-doo is an honest man, and he want to do right by you. I ain't hiding nothing from you. I got to doo-doo tonight. But nah, the Lord sent you somebody real. And you know what? I didn't want real. I want somebody fake. Somebody that'll leave and go down the street to the stove when they got the doo-doo. Look what you got.
That boy might have a point, Rob.
Look what you got.
Nah, because that's real. Somebody, that man being honest, he doo-doo on that first night.
Sent you a man and tested you. Say, let me see if you really want this good man.
Oh,
and gave him the dookies.
She responded. She says, I guess I feel like that's too early to tell me that when sex wasn't on the menu. I could see if we were about to do it, and he was like, yo, I got herpes.
No. No. He did the right thing.
By
he told you
super
up front.
Early. Yeah.
He told you up front. Because some people, you know, for some people, that's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he told you up front. So while it's still early, if you wanted to go in and get out, you could.
She don't like up front.
No, I'm going to say both men were up front. Both men. She wants somebody that's going to line tonight. Go get him then.
She said, but if we're in the what's your favorite food stage and you hit me with, well, I got herpes, I'm like, whoa.
That's the time to do it.
Yeah, not you all in the mood and you about
yes,
to get bust down.
No, that's the time
and then
to
he
do
be
it.
Like, hey, I want to do this, but I got herpes.
Yeah, she don't like, honestly.
I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jig. They going crazy when they play ahead.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
The 102 Jams page on Twitter is supposed to be like an anonymous page. It's just supposed to tweet, you know, positivity and you know, and just things about the station and things of that nature.
What happened?
It's not, bruh.
What?
All right, so you tell me.
What? What?
Shut your ass up while I talk to my brother.
Why are you talking to me like that? What did I do wrong?
Now, you might not know who operates the 102 Jams Twitter page until you see certain things, Drank.
Mm-hmm. Because I never do. I don't operate it at all. I don't, you know, because I, you know.
Who do you think is operating the page today? I put up a post that says Tar Heel Nation, hashtag GDTBATH, which is great day to be a Tar Heel. And I got a video up of me just screaming in the Dean Dome.
Mm-hmm.
102 Jams page has retweeted, and it says, sit your ass down.
Dang. I wonder who that could be.
I wonder.
Who would do that?
I wonder who would do that. I didn't add the 102 Jams page. This is your page.
This is your page.
And the 102 Jams
and the 102
page.
Jams saw your page.
Retweets my
and
page.
And retweet your page and told you to sit your ass down.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that.
Ooh.
Oh, I got an idea.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one who'll be on the page. I'm not.
You're the only one that
my
be on there that feels that strongly about Duke.
Do me a favor.
What?
Do me a favor. Slide back.
Slide back what?
Slide your chair back.
My leg hurts.
Slide your chair back.
I'm not sitting in a position to slide right now.
Put your hands in the air then. Drankins, do me a favor.
What's that?
Roxy, don't touch the mouse.
What you mean?
I'm not doing anything.
I'm click on the Twitter icon.
Come over here and see what Twitter page is up right now on Roxy's computer.
Oh, the 102 Jams page, and sit your ass down. Just refreshed off of it. The sit your ass down. Just refreshed off of it.
All right.
I think we found the culprit.
17 minutes and it'll be 10 a.m.
Hey. Buddy. Your price is way too high. You need to cut it.
102 Jams, still the dopest performance at Lit Fest as far as I'm concerned. That OT Genesis.
So you guys remember last week I was telling you about the TB tour. Immature, Jay Holiday, Day 26, B5, all going on tour together.
Yeah. To be announced tour.
They're not to be announced. They've already announced it.
Oh, they announced
Ray J was supposed to be a part of it, but Ray J dropped out.
Thank God.
Now we've got some tour beef.
Thank God for
Ray J. Jay Holiday has an issue. With the tour. He has an issue with his placement.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew you were going to say where he going.
I knew you were going to say that.
He has an issue with his placement. He feels like because of the hits he's got, he should be, you know, performing a little bit later in the set than a few other people. And child, he took it to social media, and one of the members of B5 jumped out there and responded. And so now they got a little tour beef.
He better not go before B5. Now, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. He shouldn't go before B5.
Now, that's for damn sure. Can you please tell me who all is on the tour with Just One More Time Rock?
Immature.
They headline.
B5, Jay Holiday, and Day 26.
Yeah, Day 26 go first, B5, then Jay Holiday, and then Immature.
And then Immature.
That's simple.
Why do Immature get to go last?
Because they're the most nostalgic, and they the biggest group out of all of them. Immature is the biggest out of those four.
Yeah, even Marcus Houston got songs by himself and stuff too.
Like, he do?
Yeah.
Rock.
Roxy.
You remember how big Immature was?
No. What?
Immature was in House Party 3. Immature was huge, Rock.
Word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they get to go last.
Who you think will go last?
Who you think,
out of those four.
Child. I don't know.
It's got to be Immature. Exactly. That's the only group that you know.
They need to add Pretty Ricky for Shenanigans.
And Jay Holiday.
Add Pretty Ricky for Shenanigans.
Oh my gosh.
Add them.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Drake and B.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.